July 18, talents entrusted for service. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Romans 12, 5 and 6. God has given to every man talents in trust. To every man he has given his work. There can be no idlers in his vineyard. Each has most earnest, sacred, solemn work to do for the master. To everyone is committed some work to do, and none are excused. The day of final account will come when the Lord reckons with his servants. The chief shepherd is judge and illustrates the great principles which are to regulate the proceedings of the reckoning with his servants who are justified by faith, judged by their works. Faith works by love and purifies the soul of moral defilement that it may become a temple for the Lord. The entrusted talents are not reserved for a favorite few who are exalted above their fellow men in education and smartness of intellect. The talents are endowments bestowed upon the Lord's family individually, from the lowliest and most obscure to those who are in highest positions of trust. The entrusted gifts are proportioned to our varied capabilities, and everyone is to use these talents to God's glory. He is to increase their usefulness because through using them he becomes more and better qualified to trade on his Lord's goods and to accumulate by trading. The light of truth and all spiritual advantages are the Lord's gifts. They are to be appreciated and are to have influence upon the mind and character. We are to return to God corresponding increase according to the gifts entrusted. We have by grace been chosen as his servants. A servant means a worker, one who bears, cares, burdens, responsibilities. We are to realize that it is not our goods we are handling, but the Master's entrusted capital for us to invest and increase as wise stewards of our Lord's goods, that we may return to him his investment with usury. We cannot hoard the Lord's gifts and do nothing with it. Thus did the slothful servant with his 1 pound and lost his soul. Every man has a solemn work to do, and he cannot trifle with his time. He cannot trifle with his privileges and his opportunities granted him. He must improve in character, in ability, according to his privileges and opportunities to make a complete worker in the cause of God. Manuscript 81, July 18, 1893.